Baby bottles are running dry. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. Many parents are scrambling to feed their infants amid a critical shortage of baby formula.
President Biden says the administration is moving as quickly as possible to get baby formula on store shelves.
We have to move with caution as well as speed, because we got to make sure what we're getting is, in fact, first-rate product.
The president says the FDA is streamlining procedures to import more baby formula from overseas.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas had a lot to say about the recent leak of a draft opinion and what it might mean for the institution.
There's such a belief in the rule of law, a belief in the court, a belief in what we were doing, that was verboten. It was beyond anyone's understanding.
While speaking in Dallas last night, Thomas called the leak an unthinkable breach of trust. The draft opinion, which isn't final, indicated that the landmark Roe v. Wade decision on abortion could be overturned. Hundreds of abortion advocates are expected to protest today in cities across the country. Some 17,000 people could turn out in Washington. Basketball fans were sent running for their lives. Three people were shot and wounded in Milwaukee last night towards the end of an NBA playoff game.
The fans were part of a group called the Deer District, an outdoor viewing area, watching the Milwaukee Bucks take on the Boston Celtics. The Bucks had announced earlier that as many as 11,000 fans were packed into that area.
Fox's Rob Dawson, one man in custody. There was a second incident near there. 17 people were shot, 10 arrested. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A man accused of terrorizing the New York City subway system has been arraigned.
A 62-year-old man, police say, opened fire on a crowded New York City subway train, injuring 10 people, pleaded not guilty Friday to federal terrorism and weapons charges. Frank James was arrested a day after the attack, where he's accused of setting off smoke bombs before opening fire on commuters. All of the victims, aged 16 to 60, survived. Federal charges were filed as prosecutors say the crimes were against a mass transportation system. James is being held without bail and will be back in court in July. In New York, Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A quiet neighborhood in New York City was the scene of a deadly stabbing. Police say a man was stabbed multiple times in the torso during a dispute with a group of men who ran off. It happened in Greenwich Village early Friday morning. Cops are looking for the suspects and for the weapon. According to Realtor.com, the average home in the neighborhood is listed above $1 million. An immigration policy put in place during the pandemic remains in effect for now, but the White House is hoping to change that later this month. A ruling from a federal judge on Title 42 is expected before May 23rd. That's when the policy is set to be lifted, and if it is, a tidal wave of migrants could follow.
We feel like this administration has not given us the enforcement tools. They've given us the processing tools, but they haven't given us the enforcement tools to stop this crisis that currently goes on. In fact, when we process people through quicker, that just means more people are going to continue to come. That is inviting people to come here.
Brandon Judd is the president of the Border Patrol Union. He spoke to Fox's Neil Cavuto. More than 20 states have sued to keep Title 42 in place. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.